Welcome to the special SearchSystemsChannel.com Frequently Asked Questions podcast. I'm Matt Donnelly, Associate Editor with TechTarget's Channel Media Group. My guest today is Rod Lucero. Rod is the Chief Technical Officer at VMPowered, a value-added reseller in St. Paul, Minnesota. Today, Rod and I will be discussing those questions VARs, consultants, and systems integrators often ask about VMware. Rod, welcome to the SearchSystemsChannel.com Frequently Asked Questions podcast.
Thank you, Matt. Good to be here.
Okay, let's jump right into the questions. Where is VMware taking the channel with new resellers appearing all the time?
Well, VMware has done a pretty good job of requiring resellers to meet minimum requirements. While I have seen new companies become VMware partners just because it's so popular, essentially jumping on the bandwagon, although I've seen that they don't always bring much value to the customers. Partners really do need to make an investment into their virtualization practice. You know, today, VMware sits at the core of many companies' infrastructures today, so when a company is looking for a partner, one of the things that they should look at very hard is the investment that that partner has made into their virtualization practice. It's very important that VMware keep track of those partners as well. I know that they keep tabs on the investments that we make in VMware and in our practice, and I think VMware needs to keep that focus at the forefront of their channel and their consulting program, the VAC program as well. That's where the focus really needs to be.
VMware is obviously the 800-pound gorilla in the virtualization space, but what value does Xen bring to the table?
Well, certainly competition is good, right? I think it can only make VMware stronger. You know, one thing that's important to keep in mind is that ESX is a third-generation hypervisor. It's also important to keep in mind that what we see is Xen really trying to catch up with what VMware has done already. You know, paravirtualization is an area where Xen touts market leadership. VMware has announced their plans for paravirtualization, and VMware has the industry relationships, I think, to make it work better. Their tight relationships with Intel and AMD and HP and Dell and IBM. Again, it's the relationships with those hardware manufacturers that I think is very, very important. So paravirtualization certainly, I think, is something that people look to Xen and say, hey, that's something that VMware does not offer. I think it's important to understand that it's something that VMware hasn't needed to offer, but it's something that's becoming a little bit more important these days as VMware moves closer and closer to the center of the core data center. So Xen, I think, is good for business, it's good for competition, and it's just going to keep VMware on their toes.
VMware just announced ESX 3i. Embedding the ESX hypervisor into hardware can certainly cut into a VAR's margins. What is VMware doing to address that problem?
So it's important, one, to understand that there's a couple of different kind of VARs out there. There's the VARs that are tied to the hardware resellers. Of the two types, the ones that can have margins cut into are the partners that are not associated with HP, IBM, or Dell, or any of the other ones. So I can't say that VMware themselves are doing anything specifically to address it. There are so many resellers out there today that started as hardware resellers, and hardware continues to be their core business. To those resellers, it's probably a good thing. To resellers that do not sell the hardware, well, then they need to really differentiate themselves. Losing ESX revenue really should not hurt a reseller. You know, the higher level functions that VMware offers, such as DRS, distributed resource scheduling, VMware high availability, those types of high level functions are where resellers should really focus their energies. Today, since VMware sits at the core of so many data centers, the hypervisor is just one of the technology enablers. And again, we talked about Xen earlier. I think at some point we're going to see hypervisors really become a commodity item. It's really about all the higher level functions that bring all the value. So again, seeing the hypervisor embedded into the hardware, I don't see that as a bad thing. I don't think it's going to hurt VARs. I think it's just going to make us focus our energies on the things that matter most. And again, that's the higher level function.
VMware is just one part of a virtual infrastructure. What other product areas are most important for a VAR to focus on?
So obviously, storage and networking are very important. Some of the core capabilities that VMware brings to the table in terms of zero downtime maintenance using vMotion, distributed resource scheduling, high availability, all of those high-level functions require a shared storage infrastructure. So storage is extremely important. Networking is hugely important, too, because we run quite a bit of networking in and out of these ESX servers, from the actual virtual machine networking traffic, the management that goes on within a virtual infrastructure, in the iSCSI space, right? We're relying on that same network infrastructure. So storage and networking are two very, very key components. So strong storage and network skills are essential for a company to to be very successful with a virtual infrastructure. VMware purchased Dunes for a reason last year. Virtualization in the x86 world has really created some new problems, specifically VM sprawl. So management is a very important facet to a virtual infrastructure, right? Keeping our arms around who's doing what, where, when. Where are virtual machines coming from? Where are they going? And each virtual machine takes up some resources, so it's important that we know what we're doing with our virtual machines, who's creating them, when they're creating them, who's deleting them, are they deleting them properly, things like that. So it's the core infrastructure, storage, networking, but management is absolute paramount.
Are we going to see a logical volume manager or virtual routers in ESX?
Well, you hear rumors all the time about what's going to be in the next release of ESX. I certainly think that a full-featured logical volume manager in ESX would be a nice feature. Existing virtual machine file systems today are very robust. They can be extended in size online. That's good. I don't think anyone really ever shrinks volumes very much, so I don't really see a huge need for that. And VMFS is designed to house virtual machine disk files, not meet the need of every possible data storage need. So if we see one, that's great. If not, I think a well-designed implementation doesn't need one. For virtual routers, I don't see where that makes a whole lot of sense. I don't want to see ESX become a multi-purpose operating system. After all, it is a hypervisor and a really good one. I would rather let the router folks do the routing, just like I wouldn't want to see virtual machines running in a router.
Where does virtualization fit within a small to mid-sized company?
Oh, I think it fits every size company. VMware has announced the VMware Small to Medium Business Foundation Bundle, which will be available shortly. The price points on those are extremely attractive for SMB customers. Virtualization brings huge benefits to companies of all sizes. In fact, for SMBs, the impact can be very significant, allowing them to do so much more with less capital expense. That's pretty important for an SMB. Now, if you look at the traditional SMBs, for instance, disaster recovery, you won't find it in a lot of SMBs. Why? Well, it's too expensive, so they end up taking the risk. Unfortunately, those companies are the ones that never recover in the event of a real disaster. So virtualization makes it so much easier for a company to protect itself from a disaster. So companies, again, of all size can certainly benefit from virtualization. And I think that SMBs can show the value of virtualization to themselves much, much quicker sometimes than even large companies.
Virtual machine portability is a core feature of the virtual machine. We've seen VMware increase the capabilities of VMware Converter to move physical images to virtual images. Is VMware going to look at allowing migrations to physical servers or images?
I think, again, that would be a nice feature. But certainly there are tools on the market today that do that extremely well. I would like to see more of those tools integrating with Virtual Center. I like to see VMware innovating in the infrastructure, like vMotion, right? That brings great value. Having the ability to have VMware migrate from virtual machines to physical machines, again, I don't see a great value in that from in terms of VMware spending time and energy to do that. Again, it would simply be a nice feature, but again, there's other tools on the market today. They're specifically designed to do that. So I would rather lean to using those tools and hopefully see those tools again integrate tighter into VMware's Virtual Center.
Windows Server 2008 is going to have a hypervisor. What does that mean to the momentum that VMware has accumulated thus far?
Well, I don't think it's going to have much effect initially. We talked to a lot of people about being the first ones on the block to be on the new Microsoft OS. Most people I talk with are not willing to stick their necks out. I'm still waiting for Microsoft OS's to make my coffee in the morning. Really, how much functionality can you put into a single operating system and really make it secure and robust? Windows 2008 is going to have a hypervisor, have embedded virtualization in their multi-purpose operating system. Is it going to be a big impact to VMware? Sure, you're going to see the diehard Microsoft customers are going to be very excited about that. But then again, you know, kind of like Xen, right? It's the difference between a 1.0 hypervisor versus a third generation hypervisor. Is it going to have a huge effect? I don't think so initially. Again, the hypervisor, I still think, is going to become a commodity item. You need to look at the higher level functions, the management, the feature sets. Those are going to be the things that are important in a virtual infrastructure.
What are companies doing about software companies that, quote, don't support VMware?
Yes. So you hear companies' concerns about being supported on VMware. First off, if software companies haven't caught on to virtualization yet, I would have to ask, why not? It would certainly benefit software companies to use VMware and virtualization for development itself. VMware has alliance programs for software ISVs that those ISVs can certainly take advantage of. And VMware is certainly not pushing them away. Now, when I do run into a software company pushing back on support of their products running on VMware, the first thing I ask them to produce is a hardware compatibility list for their product, complete with make and model numbers. And I've never yet received one of those. Because, again, these software companies, I think that when they push back against VMware, it's not because they know it won't work or there's a problem with it. It's because they haven't tried it themselves. They are not comfortable with it. So I think it's important to really sit down and talk with your software vendors when they do start giving you some pushback. And certainly look to your partners or VMware to help with explaining to your software company exactly what virtualization is and how it's benefiting them. It's a matter of simply managing the fact that there are companies out there that are not yet comfortable with virtualization. And I think it's just a matter of educating those companies.
Are we going to see VMware become a standalone company? Will it be spun off from EMC?
Well, I'm not sure that VMware would not be where they are at today, even if EMC would not have bought. I don't see EMC owning VMware as a bad thing, and I don't see it as a good thing either. I'm happy to see that VMware has really been able to do their own thing. I see that as being very important. VMware is still a company that is innovative. I'm for whatever business setup works that allows them to keep being innovative. So if that means that they continue being owned by EMC, I think that's okay. If EMC spins them off, I think that's okay too. So I'm sure on the back end, there's been huge value to VMware and huge value to EMC. If they spin them off, again, as long as the business model that VMware lives in, again, really keeps them at the forefront of being an innovative technology company, then it doesn't really matter to me. I think they just need to keep doing what they're doing.
Thanks for joining me on the SearchSystemsChannel.com Frequently Asked Questions podcast, Rod.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thank you very much, man.
For more information on VMware and other systems issues that matter to you and your channel business, please visit us online at searchsystemschannel.com. And for an abridged version of this podcast, please visit us at searchsystemschannel.com/VMware. Thank you for downloading our podcast. Please join us again next time for more frequently asked questions.